The 22nd and Market Memorial Park Committee has been established to transform the site that once housed the Salvation Army thrift store into a park. Attorney Tad Decker is part of the committee. He envisions for now a tranquil place that can be put together quickly as a reminder of what happened that day.
It's not where you're going to come in and dig and do all these things. You're basically leveling the ground. You're putting in some trees and some grass, some benches to sit on. It's not a hugely expensive or time-consuming or extensive construction.
Philadelphia City Treasurer Nancy Winkler is one of the co-chairs of the committee. She lost her daughter Ann Bryan in the building collapse. Winkler has been fairly private about her loss, but did testify at a city council hearing in November.
Who could ever have expected their 24-year-old child to leave our house one bright sunny June morning and then be killed under the rubble of a collapsed store? For us, it's just three blocks away from our home.
Decker says the committee is hoping to receive permission from the Salvation Army so that work can begin on a temporary memorial. He expects something smaller may be created once a new building rises on the site.
There have been pop-up gardens in various places where the Horticultural Society has helped people put these things in. They're not extensive, they're not elaborate, but in this case you could do something that would be very appropriate.
The group hopes to have the park in place by June 5th to mark the one-year anniversary of the collapse that killed six people. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.